Hi guys, it's Debbie and I'm sitting in my home office today and I'm just putting together a blog post for you. And I wanted to tell you about my 7 top tips for writing the perfect email. I actually really enjoy writing emails. I find them incredibly fun to put together and a great way to communicate with the people that have signed up to get my news and my updates. I really find that when I get into my email mode, as I call it, I can just let my imagination run wild. However, there are certain things that I always do include when I'm creating my so-called perfect email. The first thing that I do is I find a hook. So I will look for an interesting angle to talk to the list about. So my message might be topical, it might be something about something I've achieved, or it might be that I'm promoting a deal or a webinar, something of interest. But generally I tend to hook people in because I tell interesting stories. The second thing is that I always use a very strong headline. I like to get a little bit creative with my headlines. I don't just say, open up, there's good stuff inside. I am a little bit more interesting, and sometimes I may even just use one word. You know, there's an internet marketer who is very, very well respected. He quite often just uses one word. It might be hey or dude, and that guy is Frank Kern. And those of you that don't know Frank Kern, I suggest that you go and Google him. The next thing to do is to ensure that your email looks professional. So what do I mean by that? A lot of people think that they have to create these wonderful HTML type emails that are all singing, all dancing, very complicated kind of things. And in actual fact, the emails that get the best open rates are the plain text emails, because it means that they can always be open in HTML, plain text, whichever email user, say Google Mail, Hotmail, Outlook, any of those, any of the top email programs will open a plain text email, Yahoo, any of those, they'll all open them. So making your email professional and just using plain text is always a good option. You can use bold and italic type to enhance your script, but don't use loads and loads and loads of different sizes in the typeface, because it just makes everything look a little bit childish and a little bit garish. Point people to where you want them to look. And I know that sounds obvious, but you do need to include that click here or register now kind of command, so that people know where to go when you're telling them to look at your offer, or you know, sending them to a Facebook fan page, that kind of thing. You need to put the click here's on the email so that people know where to go. Formatting. What I mean by that is that you don't want to just have a huge page of complete block full of text. You want to space things out so that it's easy to read. And this kind of applies to everything as well. It doesn't just apply to your emails, it does apply to blogs as well, or any kind of post that you're putting together. Spacing things out and formatting it so that it's easy on the eye is usually a much preferred choice, and it will actually get read. Read your work out loud. So before you send off your beautifully crafted email, read it first. Read it back to yourself, because how you read it out loud is how someone else is going to read it. If you just read it in your head, you'll skip through things and you won't catch everything. Reading it out loud is so much better. And finally, always include a signature. And I don't just mean write your name. What I actually mean is add places where people can contact you, i.e. your phone number, your Facebook address, that kind of thing. And you also need to include your financial disclaimer in there as well. So those are just my top 7 tips for writing the perfect email. Yours may be different, and I'd be really interested to hear from you if they are. If you'd like to get on my email list, please send me a blank email to debbieshort@aweber.com, or depending on whether you're looking at this on my blog, there'll be an opt-in box to the top right. If you're listening to this on YouTube, there should be a link below this recording that you can click on that will take you to an opt-in form so that you can actually get onto my email list and get all my latest news and updates. So this is me, Debbie Short, signing out, and I'll speak to you soon. Okay then, bye for now.